Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
It was expected to be a low-scoring affair, and both defenses made it a tight game. The Bills defense forced three turnovers, which led to 10 points on the scoreboard for the Bills, but it wasn't enough as Andy Dalton threw for over 300 yards in a 2016 win for the Bengals.
Just trying to take what the defense was giving us and make plays. And we obviously didn't make enough plays. Had opportunities to make some plays, and we didn't make enough plays. And so we got to take a hard look at the film and learn from it as coaches and as players and use it to our advantage moving forward.
We got to score when we get those turnovers, and that's what we talk about. I mean, we've been getting turnovers and getting the ball out. We got to take it to the next level and score touchdowns as a defense, and that's just our focus. Is we got to make touchdowns with those and score points ourselves.
70% of the time when you're plus two in a turnover differential on a road game, you win. This was at 30% today. That's why I don't pay attention to the stats, because it doesn't matter. Like I said, we had more opportunities to make plays, and we just didn't execute.
Buffalo's offense got off to a fair start in the first half with Brandon Tate pulling in a 12-yard touchdown pass from Tyrod Taylor. But after halftime, the Bills' offense struggled. There was no room for LeSean McCoy to run as the Bills converted just one of their 8 third-down opportunities, and their last three possessions gained just 7 yards on 13 plays. Tyrod Taylor was sacked 6 times.
We didn't make enough plays on offense, and I'll take full responsibility for that one. Like I said, it just wasn't a great offensive performance. We had a bunch of opportunities, left some plays out down the field, didn't convert on a couple of turnovers of the defense. Done a good job of getting us the ball back. Just a sour taste after this L. Like I said, offense didn't play like the way that we needed to win this game against a very good defense, and I'll take the blame for that.
We just got to do a better job of executing. We got a couple of penalties that set us back. We just got to do better as a team.
It is tough and it's frustrating not to get going and have positive plays and then get a step back by a negative run. So it is tough, but we got to keep plugging at it. We'll figure it out and find a way.
The loss drops the Bills to 3-2 on the season. The bye week is up next, and that's a good thing. Tight end Charles Clay left the game in the first half as he was carted off with a knee injury, and cornerback Leonard Johnson left the game with a hamstring injury and did not return. At Paul Brown Stadium, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.